This is a podcast from Rover.
It's the Slam Dunk.
If you're looking for another reason to head to Australia, I've got it. I found it. Economists now think these tough times and challenging conditions in New Zealand will be with us for at least another 12 months. So that's mortgage rates. They show no sign of reducing and they continue to suck money out of household budgets. And now thousands of job losses have become so real and you can expect to see a very sharp rise in unemployment. The queue's getting longer. And when you lose your job, the recession starts to feel personally very painful and really stressful. The truth is the economy is being hit harder, much harder than all the forecasters thought would actually happen, and it's going to be a stubborn, tough ride for at least another 12 months, at least into this time in 2025. Household spending has just recorded its biggest decline since 1992, when those benefit cuts ripped through low-income families. Remember that all those years ago? Retail is doing it really tough as people put their wallets away. Effectively, New Zealand, we've stopped spending. We've stopped shopping. People are now worried about jobs and job security, and rightly so. And the brain drain to Australia and further afield is now looking more attractive than ever before. I attended a farewell over the weekend for a young man in his 20s, a journalist, made redundant by TVNZ last year. He's off to London. He's part of the brain drain. His dad cried as he made a speech farewelling him because he's off because of our economy stuffed. He can't find work here, so he's forced overseas. His dad was really upset. Who's in our corner? And how do we change things? Who's batting for us? The Reserve Bank? Hardly. They've instigated much of the pain through high interest rates, so we put them to one side. The banks? Not sure about them either. They make billions in profit off us every year, and do we get a good deal and a great service? I question that. Are the banks helping or hindering or choking the New Zealand economy, is the question. I spoke to one businesswoman over the weekend, and her business couldn't get an $18,000 loan from a major bank, which leaves the government. How are they doing? They're laying thousands of workers off at a really tough time, and they're about to give tax cuts to the wealthy. The more you earn, the more you'll get. It hardly seems necessary or right for the times, does it? So no wonder people are heading off. They're leaving New Zealand. We haven't seen this many people leave our shores since Rob Muldoon was in charge in the late 70s and 80s. 44 years later, or whatever it is, we're off again. And this Luxon government's about to deliver its first budget, and it's taken on a hugely new significance, this budget. Can they stem the tide of Kiwis leaving? Or can they restart the economy or both? They will need to surprise us because laying people off and giving tax cuts to those already well off, I don't think it'll do it, will it? The rich just pocket them and tuck them away for a rainy day. And Nicola Willis and Christopher Luxon need to present a budget that reflects the pain for middle New Zealand and do something about it or try and help out. And it needs to reflect the fact that things in just the past few months have gotten a lot tougher. The economy's turned. But I can't see this national government changing tack, can you? The tax cuts are political in their design. They're not economic, they're political. They've been promised to their supporters. It's a big thank you for getting them over the line on election night. That's National's priority, this budget. Helping and thanking those people. And if you're getting a tax cut, it's already been swallowed up, hasn't it? Many times over by increasing rates and mortgage payments. So it's already gone. Knuckle down. Tighten the seatbelt. She's going to be a tough winter. Unless, of course, you're heading off overseas to live. Bye-bye.
Duncan Garner, Editor-in-Chief. Get it now on Rover.